The Guardian.
It's completely devastatingly shocking because Anthony had that very, very personal touch insofar as, I've watched him and I think whether, he was talking to a security man, somebody on reception, a young filmmaker or, a senior politician, he made everybody feel that their opinion was really important and as valuable to him, which I really believe that it was. So this wasn't somebody who just floated across the top as a figurehead. This was somebody who put his heart and soul and emotion into influencing and enthusing. And I was trying to think of a sort of analogy or a picture of what it was like having Anthony around, because he had a lot of... He was very ebullient, he was very funny, huge, lovely personality. And it was a bit like, I was thinking of, if you had a plate of iron filings and you waft a magnet over the top of those iron filings, they don't touch the iron filings, they don't insist, but somehow you're just dragged along in the enthusiastic force of that magnet and you all point in the same direction. And Anthony had that ability to create that force that you wanted to get behind and follow.
And he leaves behind a great legacy as well.
His legacy is huge. And, I suppose the most devastating thing is that at 54, he always had three projects, about to be finished, three in the incubator, and by the end of the conversation there'd be three more that you knew that were happening. So it's almost like that he's been, dragged out. It's a completely convulsive end to, the most spectacular career, and I think the world's almost definitely been robbed of a huge level of creativity. I mean, Anthony will, of course, be known internationally for his filmmaking, but he was the most eloquent, beautiful writer. Words just sort of fell into golden pearls, when he put them together. He was a very talented musician and had the ability to put music together with words, which would bring a different context and flavour to those words. He just completed Madame Butterfly just over a year ago, and there, again, he brought in, a whole range of different influences. So who's able to put his mind to a whole range of different art forms and bring something very special? But I think and it's always very dangerous, isn't it, because he was such a great man, and I might be putting words in and shaping history in a way it wasn't intended, but he was on a mission. He used to say things like he really believed in the power of film to change our understanding of the world. And he used to say that when you watched a really great film, you were actually borrowing just 2 hours the eyes of somebody so you could see the world in a different way. And I think he was very moved and empowered and influenced. I think he felt the way to influence was through great art. And I think that in a way he was on a mission to uplift souls, give us a sense of well-being, give us a sense of well-being of the world we lived in through his own art. So I think his end game, even if he didn't actually necessarily consciously set out to do this, was that his films should touch us emotionally in a way which would send us out into the world having a different perspective than perhaps the perspective we had when we went in.
And we're about to see some more of his recent work on Easter Monday on the BBC, and adaptations coming out.
Yes.
Would he still want that to go out, and should that go out still?
Oh, definitely, definitely. My understanding is that the family are absolutely adamant that they want this work to go out. And I think Anthony would definitely want it to go out because, when you put your... When you make something like a film, there's a little bit of you, a big bit of you that goes into it, and films are made to be seen. So I absolutely think he would. And, what a fantastic way to pay tribute to such an amazing man.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.